recite for you by another Irishman, John F. Dean. It's about driving to midnight mass in Dublin on Christmas Eve. 5,000 million years ago, this earth lay heaving in a mass of rocks and fire, waste and burdened with its emptiness. Tonight, when anthropods and worms and sponges have given way to dinosaurs, and dinosaurs to working, wandering apes, Homo erectus have given way to sapiens, and he to Homo sapiens sapiens, alias Paddy Mac, look down on Dublin from the hills around, and lights could be a million Christmas trees, still forest standing, while in the sky, a glow as if of dawn. This day, a light shall shine on us. The Lord is born within our city. Look along to the river toward O'Connell Bridge. The lights, the neon signs, all stream on water like breathed on strips of tinsel. All is still. 11:30, pubs begin to empty. Men stop to argue, sway, and say the name of Jesus. For those who have known darkness, who have now seen a wondrous light, those who have dwelt in unlit streets, to them the light has come. Tonight, few cars go by. The blocks of flats with windowed plastic trees and fairy lights stand, watching for a miracle. Here are no dells where fairies might appear. Out from the dark, an ambulance comes speeding, sickly blue light searching, siren still. The mystery of the night ticks slowly on. It will pass and leave memories of friends and small, half-welcome things. In him was life. In him, life was the light of men. For neither prehistoric swamps, nor trilobites, the Mesozoic birds, Neanderthal, nor modern man had ever dreamt or seen what was our God. The shops are gay with lights and bright things, all save funeral homes. They dare not advertise their presence. As midnight peals and organs start to play, two cars meet headlong in a haze of drink. The crash flicks into silence. Pain crawls like slime through blood and into limbs. God is revealed, a baby naked crying in a crib. In the church porches and out along the grounds, teenagers laugh and swear, smoking, watching girls. So, once more, Christmas trails away. Its meaning moves back into the mist and the march of time.